me from his new allowance game and said, could anyone tell that this is, would anyone think this is real money? And I said, yeah, maybe. And he said, well, but not good lookers. And I said, yeah, not good lookers. And he said, not people who looked real close and looked real good. At the airport, Marky was helping us carry packages, and he got real tired, and he said, I rest my case. What did he say? How did Mary say to him?
We said, run. I said, run, Mark, run.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm good, or I don't want to be bad, he said. No. I don't want to be bad.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you can run. Go ahead and run. You won't be bad. I don't want to be bad. I rest my case.
Right. And then we asked him, what does it mean, rest his case? It means, what does it mean, Mark, to rest his case?
I don't remember. When you rest your case means when you make your point.
Right. But Marky didn't know that. Marky thought it meant that he was real tired and he was resting.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
It does make sense.
It does make sense. It does,
Ron. That's by what the word means.
Uh-huh. Let Mark say, Mark.
It means I made my point.
Who's talking?
Mm-hmm.
I know that makes sense.
That was Mark.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And that does make sense. But that's not what you said last night. Last night you said that rest your case meant you were tired and you wanted to sleep.
I wondered if he were saying it in the past tense. I was showing Mark a Snoopy's cartoon. One cartoon was Snoopy blew, gave Woodstock, the bird, a little puff of air, a little blow, so that he would float with his balloon. And then Snoopy lay down. In the next cartoon, Snoopy was laying down on his doghouse, and the bird came flying by with a gust of wind and knocked the dog onto the balloon, and the bird stayed on the doghouse. And I showed that to Mark, and Mark said, first he helped him, then he terrorized him. It's interesting to me because he and him changes mid-sentence. First he helped him, that was first Snoopy helped Woodstock, then...
Peak off battery up. Peak 1, 2, what's wrong?
Correct.
Who's down there playing with the hula hoop? You said that.
July 28th, having lunch, and Mark is trying to say how much carrot he wants to eat, trying to say that he only wants to eat as much as.
Nuh-uh.
Mark, why? Because Ross ate down here.
This is how little yours was. It was this little. The whole car is little. I saw one that was standing there and it was small. Isn't he cheating? He's lying. What's lying?
Marky said, Daddy, come up here. I want you to show me something. And I said, Mark, you have to do it by yourself. And I said, just tell me. And he said, no, you have to come up here. It's a showing you kind of thing. Show you. Whether I recorded these just a little bit ago or not, anyway, I'll give them again and erase them if they were on me before. They were from yesterday, the 27th. Mark was playing with a hula hoop, and he said, think of it as a giant frisbee. Pretend I'm a giant, and it's a giant frisbee. Because I was fooling around with a car, and he was just out there playing. And I was eating some graham crackers. And Mark said, "Are you curious how it will taste with peanut butter on it?" He had already tasted it with peanut butter and he knew it was very good, graham crackers, peanut butter. And he said, "Are you curious how it will taste with peanut butter on it?" I wanted to know whether I'd ever had it before, essentially.
Mark walked in behind me and said, "Mom, I'm hungry." And I said, "Yar, huh?" without looking at him. And he said, "And it's not Ross who is working. It's Mark who is playing. And I'm hungry." He was identifying himself because he knew I didn't look up.
Nathan said, "Just think of Adam and Eve. They were dressed like this, and they had underwear on." He said, "Oh, psych means I don't really need it." They didn't really have underwear. A little bit earlier today, July 30th, he said, "I said, don't run around naked." Similar situation. We were in the shower. "Don't run around naked." And he said, "I don't." Ross said, Mary brought home some groceries, and Ross said, "Could you wash me a cherry?" Mary reacted to it, and I said, "Why, do you think that's funny?" He said, "Yeah, don't we usually say, 'Could you wash a cherry for me?'" And I said, "Yeah, okay, I'll agree." So, anyway, incorrect use of the benefactive as direct object, I guess, with the verb wash. She was also recalling the they're talking about things, and she's saying, "You know, it really was interesting that Mark said about rest my case. You know, this was something that was recorded, I believe, on the last tape." And she said, "You know, it was a perfect use of it rhetorically. It's just the only place where the rhetorical use and the meaningful use, that is, of really resting something, both could co-occur. In other words, Mark could use it rhetorically correctly, but didn't have to use it metaphorically. That is, the idea of resting a case metaphorically was not something he wanted to buy into yet. So he wanted to use it in a specifically under-generalized way, but still appropriate with the situation." Today is August 1st, and Shava Play has come to visit. Mark is dancing around to the... "Dad, I'm going to make a test, and we'll see who goes past it first. You run around and jump over this." He put a pebble down on the ground and chair near it.
"And jump on this and get off?"
"Jump on the chair," and he said, "and jump on this and get off," and he pointed to the chair.
"I'm going to run back."
"Okay.
I test you."
"Okay.
And I'm going to do it."
"You do it first.
And you'll see what to do."
"Wow. Do it again.
I'll do it."
"Do it again."
"Okay."
"Okay, one more time."
"Okay."
"You're so good at it. Show Ross." "Think Ross could do it? Think Ross could do it?"
"I know."
"Ask Ross if he wants to come out."
"I wanna do it."
"See if Ross could do the test."
"He was like
crazy." "Yeah, maybe. It's hard for Dad though. Hard for little boys."
"It's not?" "It's really fast if you run."
"Okay."
"But I'm not sure you can do it."
"Okay.
I'm trying to find one that you can do."
"Yeah." "Oh, yikes. That's..." Fight, and Mark said, "No, let's clear out this place with nothing in the way. We can call Ross and we can all have a fair fight with Ross and Mark and Daddy." And he went out in the other room to get Mark, to Ross, get Ross. Two things that Dad had
to do. "You know that I can already split the Oreo."
"Okay,
in half.
That's one.
And get the
okay.
cream on one side."
"Okay."
"But I can also do, I learned how to do a karate kick."
"Okay, let's see, but not in my face, not in my face." "Okay,
okay,
okay, ready? Watch out, Mark. No, don't do that, Mark. Don't do that, Mark. Okay, ready? Go. Wow, don't do it to anybody, okay?"
"I know.
Not
okay,
even
now can I do it?"
"Yeah, okay.
Maybe
do karate kicks. Do run with karate kicks."
"No, let me think of mine.
Ross, do run with Christ.
Oh, I know. I remember. No, Ross. No, Friday I remember one. I remember. Oh, Ross.
Oh.
I remember one.
Sure you want me to do that?
Not at the
guys,
last one.
Guys,
yeah.
I remember one.
Woohoo! Like a dancer.
Oh, you mean okay. Like.
Oh, this is called
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. He's watching those what's movies, this? Or is he oh, going yeah. to car for class?
This? No, he just watches movies.
Speed and loudness!
You should subscribe him to class.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
But this age, they already do
I
it.
See oh, if yeah. I can do cartwheels.
Yeah, Danny's going to judo. He
small.
Loves it.
A little small.
Well.
Let me see if I can.
No.
Not too small?
Not too small.
Here's the trunk and all my.
Okay.
Otelia is going to a karate class with my 5-year old son.
Uh huh.
But it's a class where the parents go with the kids.
I see.
And both have to work. Not just to sit. Oh! So that's the new wolf thing you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, this stuff.
No.
This. Oh, this. This is, yeah, this is great. Actually, I should stop this.
Now, and we're reading about, reading from How We Grow and How We Are Born book. It's available in Baby Encyclopedia. Okay, boys. Which one did you decide to have me read? Did you decide to have me read the muscles one?
No. Not the muscles. What is that? Oh, where the war with the white guys and red guys, the germs.
Yeah.
And the white cells.
Yeah.
Cells. Back up past it. Wait.
You want to hear about duckling? Learning? Do you want to hear about learning? How you learn? Or your brain? Do you want to hear about what's in
your
brain?
Yeah, your brain is the tape recorder.
You want to hear about that?
How do you know your brain is the tape recorder?
I've read that.
How about the nervous system? You got a lot of nerve.
Oh, shush, Dad.
Dreams? Want to hear about dreams?
I know how to do faster.
Well, let Mark make the choice. How about having babies?
Oh, Ross, this is going nowhere.
You want to hear about how babies are made?
No, Ross, they're going nowhere. Just going nowhere, Ross.
Well, if you want to hear that part about the red blood cells, I know where it is.
Where?
Well, let me get over in the middle and I'll help you. You move over a little bit, Mark, and you move over a little bit, Ross. Right. We're reading a book about red blood cells. We're trying to get them to go to sleep.
Red blood cells?
Yeah, red blood cells.
No, a peg.
Okay.
You want to try it, Bob?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, say goodnight, Chubba.
Bye.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight to Chubba. Up there.
Bye.
Not the red blood cells. Not the red blood cells. Goodnight. Chubba, goodnight.
I know, I said goodnight to Chubba.
Okay, you're a good boy, Mark.
That sounds.
You want to hear about what all all your guts do? You want to hear about all your guts?
I want to hear about
this. This is pretty interesting, your stomach, all the things that are down here. I can tell you about all the stuff that's in here. You want to hear about all the stuff that's in here?
Well, how can this go do it? How can you do that?
Okay, these are your intestines. Okay, here's where your doo-doo goes. Okay, you want to hear about it?
Where does that doo-doo go?
Right down here. You want to hear about the doo-doo?
Yeah.
No? How about before the doo-doo?
Yeah.
Okay, the stomach. Ready? Which one do you want to hear about? The stomach or the doo-doo? Ross, you got to tell us.
No, I'll look at.
Here's the blood. Here's the red blood cells. You want to hear the red blood?
No.
Ross, here's the red blood cells.
No, I mean the fighting guys.
Okay, here we go. The red blood cells. Blood.
I don't want to breathe.
You've got to listen, though.
No, I want the one with all the warriors.
Here he is. Here's the warriors right here. That's what we're talking about.
No, Dad.
Look at them. They're warriors. The white blood cells.
No,
here's the warrior.
So
these are the platelets.
With the red germs.
Okay, let's get the germs.
Blood cells.
Okay, we'll find the germs.
Yeah.
You want about germs, huh?
Yeah.
probably the lymphatic system is what you mean. I'll read the index. Do you know about indexes?
Yeah, I know.
They tell you about everything.
Yeah, I know how they work.
We can talk about sickness. You want to hear about sickness?
What?
Healing? I think you
healing, find healing. That's
88,
it.
Right? Wow, the little platelets heal things?
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, here they are. Healing.
Yeah, heal.
Okay, you want to hear about healing? Where you have a cut, and it gets red, and then it gets this
way. That looks disgusting.
Okay, ready here, Marco?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So they had to give him a bubble. What's a bubble? A bubble.
Yeah, yeah. The boy that lived in a bubble?
Yeah.
Kind of like a big tent, Mark.
Yeah.
And it was just like you could look through it and you could see your little son, but if you were the dad, you could never play with your little boy. Because if you played with him, he would die. And what happened when they let him out of the bubble? Ross, what happened when he got out of the bubble?
He didn't. He's still in it.
Oh, really? I thought they let him out of the bubble and then he died. Okay. Okay, you want to hear how your bones break? Want to hear what happens if somebody breaks your bones like this? They just take them and they crack them? You want to just crack a bone?
No.
If I just take it and I crack
it? No! I want to hear about this.
Okay, hold. You want me to read the whole thing? Ready?
Yeah.
Ross has to stop reading peanuts.
Oh, Dad!
You said just one peanut and you wouldn't.
No, I'm trying to find my space.
Ross, you're cheating on us.
Okay.
Now, healing of an infected cut begins after the body's protective. Read that. This was a Charlie Brown cartoon. What went like this? Charlie Brown, I think you should resolve to be perfect during the coming year. Perfect? Good grief, nobody's perfect. What do you expect of me? Says Charlie Brown. Lucy says, I think you can be if you try. I really do. Charlie says, all right, Lucy, if you have that much faith in me, I'll try. I hereby resolve to be perfect during the next year. And Lucy says, you? Perfect? Ha, ha, ha. And I said, Ross, what did she do to you? What did she do?
To him.
Yeah.
She made him think like she had faith in him.
Yeah, she had faith.
What's faith?
What is faith? What is to have faith in somebody?
When you really think they can do something.
What about, is it different from trust in them?
Well, it's when you think they can do something,
mm-hmm.
Not when you can. When you let them do something, when you think they can do something.
Good, very good, Ross. Good. If you trust them, that means you trust them to help you in something. But faith means you have faith in their abilities. Yeah. Which one do you want next? Each boy gets one more, and that's it.
Downstairs in the TV room, and I was upstairs, and this is August 3rd, I think, and he said, I just heard him yell out, I've been reading in the dark, I have to get over that habit.
See, what's the devastator? And I told him, the devastator is the person that devastates things. He said, what does that mean?
Demonstrator.
Oh, demonstrator. I thought you said a devastator. Wait, is it a demonstrator or a devastator?
Devastator.
Uh-huh. Oh, that doesn't mean anything at all.
What?
It doesn't mean anything at all.
Uh-huh.
Look, there's two good words. One is demonstrate, and the other is devastate.
Devastator.
Is it devastator or demonstrator? Demonstrate something is to destroy it. A person who is a devastator is a destroyer.
Uh-huh.
But he destroys it completely. Devastator. Mm-hmm. Really, even worse than destroying. Destroy it completely. Devastator.
God.
For example, Darth Vader wanted to devastate.
Yes.
Yes?
I will demonstrate
that balloon rock. Yes, love.
I still think the
monster
shared
this
with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, share any candy with me.
Is that because
you only gave me one
first? I don't want you any more candy, neither of you. You put that candy away and take it out.
No, here.
He can't have any more candy until he's had some.
nor you until you, until after Marcus, watch out for Kitty, honey. You almost hurt a cat. Until Marcus had some more, has to have three-course dinner. Mark, you have to have a three-course dinner. Okay? Did you eat the?
Three foods.
Three foods. Did you eat your?
Three kind of foods.
Okay, Mark, say the three foods that you're going to eat.
Cherry and sugar.
Okay. Yogurt.
Raisin bran with sugar.
Okay.
That's kind of like
cherry and sugar. Okay.
And milk.
Okay, good. Okay, ready? Want me to serve you now?
The only thing is milk no, first.
Start the milk?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do the milk first.
Milk.
Okay, we're going to start right off with the milk, okay?
Dad, look at the cat.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
a cute little beggar, isn't he?
Let's see how long he can stay on. He steals some candy.
He doesn't know he's got candy on. Here you go, sweetie.
Oh, you cat! Don't
let the cat, your kitty have the milk.
Like